quick. We have reached a major turning point here in the United States, and not in a good way, where the FBI and IRS, as we'll see in a few minutes, is being weaponized against conservatives. We're seeing with this raid against the home of President Trump. FBI breaks in. President Trump has gone out publicly and said that when the FBI broke into his home, they raided, that they demanded that he turns off all of the security cameras. He went on to say that he responded, no. You would think a law enforcement agency in a high-profile raid like this would want to have all the cameras on to say, listen, we did everything properly, here's all the documentation. They wanted to do it opposite and say, turn all the cameras off. This is the kind of thing that you see happen in these dictator countries, where one group gets in power and then they use all the government agencies to harass and persecute and prosecute the other political power in the country. This is not the way things are supposed to be done in the United States. We are seeing the politicalization and the weaponization of the FBI. And I think really when they were breaking in, I've got a little theory that they weren't necessarily looking for evidence for things on President Trump. I've got a strong guess that they were looking because Trump has evidence on a bunch of the dirty skunks in Washington, and they were wanting to seize that. As long as people are going around and doing these illegal things like the FBI is doing, they don't seem to care about all the people who visited Epstein's island. We've got a conviction here, but yet where's all the people being rounded up who went to this island? They don't seem to care too much about Hunter Biden's laptop or the connection that the Bidens have to Ukraine. They don't seem to care very much about Hillary Clinton's extra computers and emails. Their credibility is shot through the window. And as long as these people like the FBI and others are committing crimes and doing these illegal things without consequences, it's simply going to encourage more of it. And this follows really what I'm talking about with a biblical principle. Notice what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter number 8 and verse number 11. It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. What the Bible's talking about here is if you don't actually do anything about it, it's just going to encourage more evil. Fortunately, Kentucky specifically is going to have a chance to do something about it more than any other state. Now, why is that? Here's the reason why. Right now, Kentucky has a representative in Congress by the name of Jamie Comer. And he is likely going to be the chairman of the committee if the Republicans take control next year. Oh, please, Lord. It's likely that they will. Congressman Comer from Kentucky is likely to be the chairman of the committee that's going to have the oversight of the FBI. Now, here's an opportunity for Congressman Comer and Congress to exercise some authority over these bureaucratic agencies. We don't want to see just hearings and investigations. We've seen enough of that already. We're sick to death of hearings and investigations, and people are questioned before Congress. But nothing happens to these people. And unless sentence is actually executed speedily, this just what the Bible says, if there's no sentence against this, no punishment, no consequences, they're just going to keep doing it. So we have an opportunity as Kentuckians to influence one of our congressmen who's going to be the guy in charge of the committee that can hold them accountable. It's a great opportunity for Kentucky, a great opportunity for Congressman Comer coming up here in a year or so to actually take these people to task and actually hold them accountable with consequences. I look forward and hope that I'll be able to give you some great reports about what a Kentucky congressman has actually done about this in about a year or so. But now let's talk about the IRS. Oh, that'll just give you the heebie-jeebies talking about the IRS. Well, in the news, it's been talking about lately that they are going to be hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Now, the left, Biden, and the Democrats who voted for this, because this went right down party lines, by the way. This is a fully Democratic idea. This idea that they're just going to be going after the billionaires. And the ultra-wealthy people. Ah, hogwash, as my grandfather would have said. I looked it up. Do you know how many billionaires are in the U.S.? There are 927. That's it. They have hired 87,000 new IRS agents. Guess what? They're not just going after billionaires. They're going after you. This is something that Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, was just talking about. Notice what Senator Cruz has said. Imagine IRS agents descending upon America like a swarm of locusts. I want you to note that last line there, swarm of locusts. We're going to be talking more about that in a second. Senator Cruz goes on to say, these IRS agents aren't there to go after billionaires. They're there to go after you, small business, and your family. Well, he is exactly correct. Again, we looked up. There's less than 1,000 billionaires in the U.S., and they hired 87,000 IRS agents. They're not going after the billionaires. They're going after you. And again, notice the words that Senator Cruz used. He's like, these IRS agents are going to be sent like swarms of locusts to go after your money, America. This is exactly the same type of sentiment and wording that was in the Declaration of Independence. King George had hired all kinds of agents and sent them to America to audit and tax the people to death. Notice, here is the exact words of the Declaration of Independence talking about this right now. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. This is exactly what the Biden administration and the Democrats have just done. They have hired swarms of new officers and sent them to eat out our substance. Americans got sick and tired of that in 1776, and I think they're going to get sick and tired of it again. So not only has the IRS going to be hiring 87,000 new agents, they're also getting $80 billion in new funding. Yes, they got $80 billion in new funding. This they got from, again, right down party lines, in the Climate and Health Act. What in the world does the IRS have to do with the climate and health? But the Democrats, down party lines, put that $80 billion in funding in them from that. So they are literally weaponizing the IRS. Did you know, this is something interesting to share with people that you know tomorrow, that since March the 1st of this year, the IRS has purchased more than 696,000 rounds of ammunition. You're like, whoa! Yes, that is correct. Since March, they've bought more than 696,000 rounds of ammunition. They have more than 3,000 pistols, more than 600 shotguns, more than 500 rifles. In addition to this, they have fully automatic weapons, in addition to other weapons. Throughout the course of an entire year, the IRS has bought more than 3 million rounds of ammunition. They're just hiring tens of thousands of new agents. They are buying hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammo. This sounds like a group of people who are getting ready to go to war. Let me show you something that's really pretty scary. These are photographs that were taken from Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey. And you see here, this is not the training for the FBI. This is not some police academy. This is training for the IRS agents, literally teaching them how to use all of these different weapons. Now, here's something amazing. Also, this month, up there in Congress, another Kentucky congressman has weighed in on this. This is Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth, who went on to suggest this month that no IRS agents are armed, and went on to say to the Republicans, quote, Republicans, quit making things up, end quote. Oh, my word. Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth has gone on to say, listen, there's no IRS agents being armed. Quit making stuff up. We're literally looking at the pictures. They're buying hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. This is symptomatic of what the Democratic Party is doing nowadays. Things that you can look at with your own eyes, they are saying that doesn't exist. It's actually the opposite of everything that's ever been established. They want to say the IRS agents aren't armed. We can look at pictures of them. We can see with our own eyes they are armed. They'll say, there's no inflation going on, when we see the massive inflation all around us. And as long as it's up, they'll say, well, that's a woman, when everything scientifically says that is not a woman. This is the liberal philosophy, is to deny reality and to just make up things, and we're supposed to act like their lies are something we're supposed to participate in. The Bible still says, thou shalt not lie. And if something is the opposite of what you say what it is, that's a lie, and I refuse to participate in it. So not only are there 87,000 new IRS agents being hired, I want everybody to keep in mind, what is the size of the IRS today? I'm glad you asked, because the size of the IRS today is 78,661 people. That means if there's 78,000 some IRS agents now, this organization is about to more than double in its size and scope and power and intrusion onto your life. And so who is actually getting audited? Well, according to a research from Syracuse University, I saw this report this month, 46% of all IRS audits are on lower wage workers. Nearly half of all audits aren't on the billionaires, aren't on corporations or even mid-sized businesses. It is on the not even small businesses, but on low-wage workers. That goes on to say in this Syracuse University research, which again, I'll have the links to all of this in the description. If you get the earned income tax credit, you are three times more likely to be audited. And that's pretty much everybody who's watching the program does this. So now let's talk about a new law that's talking about your taxes, the IRS here in Kentucky. A new law has been proposed. It is called BR-21. It is written by Kentucky state-level representative Jeffrey Donahue. And it would extend the homestead tax exemption to people who are 65 years old or older. Let me explain what this tax exemption is. This would say you get about $40,000 that you can deduct from your home or your property taxes. And certain groups can get that, and he wants to extend this exemption where you can get this $40,000 deductible to people who are 65 and older. Well, that would be good. I would be all for that by itself. This would require an amendment to Section 170 of the Kentucky Constitution. However, I don't think we should be taxing people's property at all. And this needs to be done away with entirely. If your family has lived on your land since 1776 and you don't pay your property taxes, guess what? You're not going to be living there much longer. Which means property tax means no American owns their land, their car, any physical property like that. We all rent it from the government. And that is incredibly wrong and needs to be done away with. They may say, well, hey, how are we going to pay for all the schools and stuff since we wouldn't have property tax? I tell you what we can do is we can stop sending money to Ukraine. This year, we have since the Biden administration has been in, we have sent $5.3 billion to Ukraine. If you were to divide that up between the states, that would be more than $100 million for all of the schools in Kentucky. That's more than $100 million for Kentucky Public Schools. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.